弟兄姐妹平安。
Greetings to brothers and sisters.
我还是继续着过去的信息的一个系列的信息，讲到神家的实际。
I will continue my series of messages.
这个过去我曾经跟弟兄姐妹讲到十字架、生命。还有讲到圣灵的光。
I mentioned the cross, the life, and the light from the cross, the Holy Spirit.
今天第四次是讲到祷告，神家中的实际的那个祷告。
The fourth session today is about the house of prayers.
我们知道这圣所的里面有那个金香坛，是最靠近至圣所的。
Yeah, we know in the temple there is an altar that is the most closest to the holy temple.
The holy place, holy, holy.、
Yeah. Holy, holy.
这个乃是说明那个神家中的那个祷告的那一个实际。
That is truly about the prayers in the house of the Lord.
那好不好？我们我读一段的圣经。
I have some verses to share.
以赛亚书56:7，你们手中有圣经的话，可以打开。对，上面没有。
Okay.
以赛亚书56:7。
这眼睛太小了。
我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。他们的燔祭和平安祭，在我坛上闭门悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
Can you see the chapter again, please?
56 and verse 7.
第七节。This I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. There, burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations.
主耶稣在这个逾越节的时候上耶路撒冷。
So Jesus went to Jerusalem around Passover.
约翰记载在约翰福音第二章那里记载着这件事情。
Yeah, in John chapter 2, it had this story.
当主耶稣看见圣殿的里面有这些卖牛羊鸽子的，还有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。
So in the temple, Jesus saw the business market in there, selling cattle, stoves, and exchanged money.
主耶稣把牛羊赶出去，把这些兑换银钱的那些的银钱把它倒出来，也推翻他们的桌子。
He drove all the animals out of the temple, and then he overturned the table.
那里我们还记得主耶稣说的一句话，说不要把我父的殿当作买卖的地方。
And Jesus said, "Do not change the temple into the business market."
那既然不是祷告的地方，那我父的殿。应当是怎么样的地方呢？我想我们刚才所读的经文已经告诉我们。
So the verses we have read truly told us what's the purpose of this holy temple.
那我们感谢主，我们在看我们一般我们在看这个约翰福音第十七章的时候，我们都是很熟悉，这是大祭司的祷告。
Yeah, so John. Verse 17, we are very familiar with the verses.
那我们常常都是注意到大祭司的祷告，但是呢，我在读这一段的时候，感谢主，主给我看见，不光是看见大祭司的祷告，还看见那个祷告的殿。
So this is truly the prayers from the priest, but he also showed me the house of the prayers.
本来我是要读这个一整章的，但是因为篇幅的缘故，我只能选择一部分。
I will just read partial because of the time constraint.
那这一开始呢，为什么这么讲？就是讲到祷告的殿呢？因为一开始呢，主耶稣在他的祷告的里面，就直接就显出父跟子的关系，这是一种家的关系。
Because really in the very beginning of Jesus' prayer, he showed the relationship of the Father and the Son.
那么我今天会从这个四个方面跟弟兄们有交通，我想已经打出来了。
I'm going to have the fellowship today from the four perspectives on the screen.
第一，我们来看见那个属灵的资源。
The first one is really the spirit and its origin.
第二方面我们会看见属灵的供应。
We're going to see the second item is the spirit and its what spirits can give.
那么第三是讲到属灵的分享。
The third item is about the spiritual sharing.
最后我们来看见那个属灵的目的。
The last one is the purpose of the spirit.
主耶稣说你们拆毁这殿我三日之内必要建立起来。
Jesus said, if you destroy the temple, I'm going to raise it in 3 days.
可见过去的那个殿是可以被拆毁的。
So you can see the old temple can be destroyed.
直到他建立起来那个殿是远远不能够被拆毁的。
But the temple he raised will never be destroyed.
因为那个殿是属灵的，是属天的。
Because that's from the above.
是可以存到远远远远的。
It will be everlasting.
感谢主，因着这个缘故，所以我们今天才分享到这个属灵这一方面的资源。
Just because we can share the origin of the Holy Spirit.
因为约翰福音的确给我们看见神的家是属灵的，是在一个属天的地位上。
Because the book of John truly let us see, this is about the Spirit.
首先从我们刚才读的这个从这个约翰福音第十七章那里呢，特别在这个第七节、第八节那里哈，我们看见这里主耶稣说，如今第七节说，如今他们知道。凡你所赐给我的都是从你那里来的。
So if we look at book John chapter 17 verse 7, it says, Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you.
这一种的知道呢是对于主的认识。
This knowing is really that we know about Jesus.
是根据于主的启示。
It is based on the revelation from him.
我们看见神的殿呢有一个要的一个原则就是向着天的。
One of the most important principle of the temple is it's pointing towards the heaven.
因为主耶稣一开始的时候，他就有一个动作，他是怎么样子？举目望天。
Because in the beginning, one action from Jesus, he was looking above.
当你眼睛看着天的时候，你就看见说一切的资源都在那里。
Because when we look above, we can see all the origins and the sources above from there.
Yeah.那我们看见说这一个的知道是对于主的那一种的认知。
So this we know is truly the perception about our Lord.
知道一切的恩赐都是从神而来的。
All the grace is from him.
我们约翰福音一开始就告诉我们太初有道。
The very beginning of John says in the beginning there's words.
而且也告诉我们生命是在他的里面。
The life is from him.
如果没有生命就根本就没有资源。
If there's no life in him, there's no resource.
那么我们看见说，而且是道成的肉身住在我们当中。
The flesh, the words become the flesh and came into us.
是充充满满的有恩典有真理。
It's full of grace and truth.
感谢主，我们这一种的知道，乃是根据于主的指示。
Yeah, we know because we learn it from the revelation from the Lord.
他也将永生赐给。这里第二节讲到他讲到正如你曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
Verse 2 here mentions, For you granted him authority over all people that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him.
这是一个祷告的殿是神的家。
The house of prayer is really the Lord's home.
那么很明显的能够称为神的殿那就是神的同在在这里。
Because there is a presence from Lord.
但是呢许多的时候呢我们好像都要在外面去找资源。
But often we go out and look for resources that we need.
我想我们很熟悉的一件事情就是在约翰福音的第六章那里就是讲到主耶稣那个五饼二鱼的那个故事。
And chapter 6 from John,Jesus about the bread and the fishes.
那里主耶稣讲问那个腓力一句话。
So Jesus asked Philly,
我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?
主耶稣说这句话原是要试验腓力。
He was trying to test Philly.
因为他知道他原知道自己要怎样行。
He knew what he was going to do.
但是主耶稣这句话你们能不能感觉到主耶稣说这句话是我们所有的人心中的这个问题呢？
But don't you think the question asked by Jesus is really the question from us?
也是不是我们常常这样说呢？
And we often ask that question.
其实真的，主耶稣正是说出我们心中的话。
Jesus knew our question.
我们常常感觉说我们有一种的紧迫感。
Often we have the urgency.
神的家有多少的需要？
There are so many needs in the house of the Lord.
我们有长时间的牧人的需要。
We need a
牧者。
Pastor.
对，然后呢，我们有各方面各方面的需要，许许多多。
We have needs from all the perspectives.
但是呢，主耶稣很清楚给我们看见，主耶稣在这里。
But Jesus let us know He is here.
但是主耶稣在这里，我们却常常是说，我们去哪里去买饼呢？
But we often still ask, where should we go buy the bread?
我们常常感觉说，到外面去买。
We go and buy.
那主耶稣也的确告诉我们，这个地方不是一个买卖的地方。
Well, Jesus did say this is not the marketplace.
但是我们常常感觉说，我们需要去买。
But we still feel it is a marketplace.
你知道这个买卖的原则不是神家的原则。
The principle of doing business is not the principle in the house of the Lord.
如果你去读启示录第十八章、十七章那里，你很清楚看见那里的买卖是一个巴比伦的原则。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 17, 18, and the business there is really from the principles of Babylon.
所有的商品货物都在那里一律之间全部倾覆。
All the goods were eliminated.
Yeah. 所以我们今天的问题是说，我们到底认不认识主在我们当中？他是我们一切的资源。
So the question I do want to ask today is, do we know Lord that He is here and He is our source?
就还有一个故事，就是那个路加福音十五章那里那个浪子的故事。
There's another story in the book of Luke that the son who left his wealthy family.
我们都很熟悉这些的故事。浪子他把父的资源全部怎么样子？他领受之后全部把它用掉了。
He took all his family's wealth for his portion and he spent them all.
他总是感觉说，他从父那里得到产业之后，那么他就浪费父的资产。
He took the fortune and he spent it all.
他总是感觉我能够独立了。
He thought he could be independent with his fortune.
我不需要我的父亲了。
I do not need my family.
结果他得到产业之后就浪费资产。
And he spent all the fortune.
感谢主，他还是后来还是回到父的家中。
Thank Lord, he turned around.
那么你看见说，什么时候跟父断开，那个资源就断掉。
So we can see whenever we say bye to our Lord, it's the time our resource will be down.
但是那个大儿子呢，因为他的小儿子回来的时候，他就不喜悦。
But the older son was not happy at all.
他对他的爸爸说，这个你的小儿子啊，在这个浪费你的资财今天回来，但是我呢，甚至你都没有给我一只羊来叫我跟我的朋友一种快乐。
The older son was not happy. He said to his father, "Your younger son spent all your fortune, and I was so good. You did not give me a single lamb."
父亲说一句话。
His father said.
他说儿啊，你常和我同在。
My son, you have been with me all the time.
我一切所有的都是你的。
Mine is yours.
但是很可惜，这个大儿子竟然都没有享受到。
But unfortunately, the older son did not get it.
好像父亲在那里说：“儿啊，你知道吗？你认识吗？但是你为什么没有享受快乐呢？”
It's like his father was trying to tell his older son, "Son, do you understand? Why don't you have joy?"
这岂不是我们今天的写照呢？
This is truly the scenario for us today.
我们好像在那里辛苦的工作。
It's like working so hard.
忠心的服侍。
We serve so hardly.
都没有违背父。
It's like we obey him.
不像那个大小儿子那么浪费。
We were not like the younger son.
但是那个快乐却没有享受到。
But we did not get the joy.
所以我们去看见，我们回头去看，所以父说，父亲说，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
So Father, we're trying to say, be with me, mine is yours.
神是乐意施恩典的神。
Lord is so generous of giving us all the grace.
一切的丰富都是从神而来的。
The fullness is all from him.
哥罗西书告诉我们， 父一切的父喜欢一切的丰盛都是在他的里面居住。
Colossians, it mentioned, our Father, likes all the fullness and all the fullness dwells in him.
神本身一切的丰满都是有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
His fullness is truly inside him.
所以这些资源都有了，都在了。
All the resources are in there.
问题是我们怎样来支取呢？
The question is how we get that, how we receive it.
那就引出一个问题，我们有没有好好的祷告？
The next question is, have we been prayed sufficiently?
所以祷告是我们的责任。
So to pray is really our part.
祷告是也需要我们运用那个信心。
We need to pray with the faith.
使我们跟神之间的那个链接不间断。
So the link between us and the Lord is there, is built.
我们要知道这个祷告是神工作的法则。
Prayer is really the principle of how God would work.
就是说神所有的丰富都已经在了。
Because his fullness has always been there.
但是呢如果我们不祷告。
But if we do not pray.
好像我们神不会说让我们被动的去就给了我们。
Lord would not really giving the blessing to us passively.
在这一切的事情上我们必须要采取主动。
From,Above all, we do need to be proactive.
所以呢，那讲前面是讲到这个是第七节说他如今他们知道。
So verse 17, they say they do know.
那么第七节讲第八节呢，就加了一句说又确实知道。
Verse 8 emphasized that they truly know.
啊，那个这个就给我们看见说前面的知道。是怎么样子呢？是一种的认知。
So the first they know it is really understanding.
后面那个知道是实际的实行跟经历跟享受到。
The second know is they experienced it.
像我想我们知道这两个字是两个字是知跟道是拼在一起的。
So,
对，他前面所以说你单单有对于神有认知还是不行的。
So brother is saying, if we only have the understanding about Lord, that's not sufficient yet.
下面那个道，那个道，那个路要，那个路要成为我们实行的那个能够享受得到、能够得到的那个道，是实行的路。
So how to acquire that, how to experience that is how we execute our faith.
所以它是不光是有知，还是要有道。
So it is not just to know about it, but we need to experience it.
你看神工作的法则就是这样子，我们认知之后，我们好好在主面前寻求，让我们能够什么样子，能够确实的知道，让我们能够在主的面前能够认识，能够经历这个法则。
So this is truly the principle of how Lord would work. We are not just know about Him, and He wants us to truly experience Him.
所以我们还记得五饼二鱼的故事，主耶稣在路加福音的里面告诉我们说。告诉门徒说你们给他们吃吧。
We still remember the book of Luke that Jesus told his disciples, go feed them.
我们能够给之先你必须相信有油。
So before we could give, we need to believe that we do have it.
那么我们所有所事都是根据主所给我们的。
What we have is truly come from him.
教会落在贫穷的里面本不应该落在贫穷的里面。
So if a church is really in a lot of insufficiency, we would not have been like that.
因为神家实在是非常丰富的。
Because the house of the Lord should really have a lot of sufficiency.
是无穷的丰富的。
Endless sufficiency.
那问题是我们有没有被兴起来成为一个祷告的人。
So the problem is, are we built up to pray faithfully?
你要成为一个祷告的殿必须要有祷告的人。
So we, to build a house of prayers, we do need people to pray.
使这一个这个知道不光是知道而且能够成为确实的知道。
So not only just to turn the understanding into insurance.
从主那里来领受的。
To get it from the Lord.
那这是讲我们讲到这个属灵的这些的供应。
So this is about the spirit and its origin.
我们那哥罗西书也告诉我们，我们是在他的里面得着丰盛。
We get the fullness from him.
他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
He's in charge of everything.
感谢主。那我们要知道说，今天我、哦、你知道这个世界上的人，世界上的国家都在怎么样？都在这个争这个资源。
So we all know in the world, every country, nations are fighting for natural resources.
Yeah, 你有了你有了资源，你再说话。
When you have a lot of resources, you are strong.
在属灵上，啊、哦，那个这个资源也是非常的关键。
From the spiritual perspective, resources are also very important.
那最近我们这个这个美国这个供应链都出了很大的问题。
So we know in this country you have big problem with the current supply chain.
那有的时候并不是没有资源，是供应链出了问题的时候，就成了很糟糕的情况。
Often the root cause is not there's no resource, it's the supply chain went wrong.
这个供应链啊，我可以用来解释，就是祷告的链。
I would describe the supply chain similar to our prayers.
这个使我们感谢主，借着祷告，你就看见说那个神的供应哦是不会断的。
So with the prayer, we can see the supplies from the Lord will not end.
什么时候我们不祷告，我们不经常祷告
？But whenever we stop praying,
你看见那个供应立刻就没有了。
The supply chain will be down.
因为神所给我们的生命哦。乃是一个依靠的生命。
Because the life from Lord is for us to rely on Him.
我有一天早上、哦、在起来灵修的时候，我里面读给我里面一个很大的感觉，我很喜乐。
One early morning, Lord gave me a feel, and I was filled with joy.
我跟主耶稣祷告，我说主啊，我需要你。
I pray to Lord, I need you.
然后里面的感动说，我以后还需要你。
And there's an internal urgency, say, I need you, as well in the future.
甚至我在远视的里面，我仍然需要你。
And I need you forever.
因为你所给我的这个生命是一个依靠的生命。
Because the life you give me is for me to rely on you.
我永远没有办法向你独立的。
I can never be independent, trying to stay away from you.
当我这样的祷告的时候，里面充满了喜乐。
When I pray like this, I'm filled with joy.
因为我知道我那个供应都是一直一直从他而来的。
Because I know the supply has been constantly coming from Him.
所以有这样的一位神做我们的父亲，神的家难道会不丰富吗？
With such Heavenly Father, don't you think our house would be that sufficient?
所以有的时候我们常常就是感觉说，我们里面都是感觉，有的时候是告诉我们说，神是丰富的神，是会供应我们的神。
Yeah, often our insight tells us Lord is completeness and He would supply us.
但是我们的行动常常是我们到底要去哪里买饼嚼着这些人吃呢？
But our actions do not correspond.
我们有没有看见我们所做的好像跟我们里面所认知所承认的是矛盾的？
What we do not match what we believe.
但愿主恩待我们，使我们能回到主的面前，我们认清我们的资源是在他那里，而且他能够供应我们。
Lord would help us to come back to Him.
然后我们再看这个属灵的分享。
The third item is the spiritual sharing.
第五节说，父啊，我现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世纪以先我同你所有的荣耀。
So book John 17 verse 5 say, As now Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began.
第十节，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。
Verse 10 said, All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them.
前面那一节讲到享受荣耀。
So the first verse was to enjoy the grace.
后面这第十节讲到因他们得了荣耀。
The second verse is to get the grace because of them.
我们看见啊、哦，这个属灵的这些的供应哦，借着祷告哦，我们可以分享，可以共享的。
Don't you see that what we get from the prayers, we can share?
主耶稣说，父所有的都是子的，子所有的也都是父的。
So what fathers have is belongs to the Son, and what the Son has belongs to the Father.
那我们在主的里面，我们看见常常在聚会的时候，我们有没有发现，不光这个讲道的时候有供应？
So in our fellowship, often we notice that the supply not only comes from the teaching moment.
你看见这个，有的时候甚至在这个祷告的时候也会有供应。
You will also notice that at the moments we pray, we also get the supplies.
我常常在聚会的里面听着弟兄姐妹的祷告，我就得着供应了。
Often in our fellowship and the congregation and prayers, I got the motives.
而且非常的享受。
I was filled with joy.
真的常常有一个那个荣耀的感觉。
So often I feel the grace.
所以我还是鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够在会中呢，能够有的时候真的是能够更多的开口祷告。
I would encourage us all in this congregation, open our mouth and pray more.
因为你那一个祷告向着神祈求，向着神开口的时候，其实一面你是向着神，另一面你是向着所有弟兄姐妹的。
Because one way we are opening ourselves to Lord, the other way we are opening up ours to brothers and sisters.
我常常感觉有的感觉的时候，我只要有的时候弟兄姐妹祷告的时候，我那个阿们上去的时候，那个阿们跟上去的时候，我那个享受我就享受到了。
Yeah, when brothers and sisters say Amen, I just feel the great joy as well.
所以我们看见说，这些都是可以属灵上是我们可以共享的。
All this joy in the Holy Spirit, we can share these moments.
是可以交通的。
We can have the fellowship.
啊，我们感谢我们的主。呀，这是讲到这个，特别是讲到这个属灵的分享。然后我们再来看这个祷告所带进的那一个属灵的那个目的。
So we want to understand what's the purpose of prayers.
我们再读一段以弗所书，我们看以弗所书第四章十三节。
And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
那这里讲到保罗这里的祷告哈，那他说呢？保罗这里有一个雅心中的这个保罗这句话告给我们看见，只等到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So the verse says, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
耶稣说，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们。
Yeah, so Jesus said, Lord, bless them based on the Holy Spirit you gave us.
叫他们合为一，像我们一样。
So they can become one, just like we are one.
这个一特别，你看见哈，在我们聚会生活中非常的明显。
So when we see one, the unity is very apparent in our fellowship.
祷告的时候，如果我们三心二意，那是没有办法的。
So when we pray, if we do not have the unity, there would be no way to carry out the prayers.
我们看见那个祷告的时候要同心合意，对不对？
We need to have a harmonized heart.
这个同心不是同我的心，也不是同你的心。
So this becoming one is not to go with your heart or go with my heart.
我们必须要以基督耶稣的心为心。
It is based on the Lord's heart.
是同主的心，合主的意。
So we obey his heart and we follow his heart.
我们感谢主，这一个目的是我们要达到的。
This is the purpose we need to achieve.
但是呢，但是我你要达到这个目的，但是它已经有的了，又是已经有的了。
Well, we do need to fulfill this purpose, but the purpose has already been there.
但它并不矛盾。
It's not a contradictory thing.
生命上的事情，它都是神已经完成的。
The things about life, Lord has completed it.
主耶稣在第四节那里告诉我们说，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。
So Jesus said, I have done my mission on the earth. What mission you gave me, I have completed that.
那么既然是已经成全了，那个一是已经被成全的。
So since he has done his mission on earth, that one has been fulfilled.
但是以弗所书又告诉我们只等到。
But the Ephesians said until.
对，那好像还有一个目标要达到。
It's like there's another step.
感谢主，这里给我们看见说它是已经完成，正在进行。
So it's really like it has been done and it is ongoing.
这一个是一个生命的本质。
This is the nature about life.
所有的生命它都是一个个体，都是那个一。
The life is one unity.
但是这个生命要往前走的时候，你看见说他还是他是已经完成了一个完整的生命，每个 baby 都是完整的生命。
But a complete life would still need to move on.
对，感谢主，所以他是已经完成，但是又是正在进行。
So it is a complete one, but it is also ongoing.
为着这个缘故，我们需要追求。
Just because for this purpose, we need to pursue.
我们需要在主面前付上我们的代价。
We need to do our homework.
只等到有一天怎么样子？只等到有一天我们在正道上能够同归于一。
Until one day we become so well in the truth.
能够来认识神的儿子。
That we can know the Son of God.
长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And we mature just like Jesus.
那么我们还看见那个能够达到那一种的完全。
And we can have the perfectness.
这个完全也是我想。我们的主耶稣说，你们要完全像父一样的完全。
So Jesus, we should be perfect and complete just like our heavenly Father.
呀、yeah, ，我们常常觉得我们的里面是没有的。
We do not have that.
但是感谢主，当主的生命在我们的里面，我们常常有一个愿意完全的心。
However, when Lord is in us, we do have the desire to be perfect and complete.
他们主耶稣给我们看见说是他们。在23节那里给我们说，告诉我们说，我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合为一。
Yeah, like verse 23 said, in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me.
24节说，父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我。
Verse 24, Father, I want those who you have sent me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world.
看见这里的完全乃是一个爱的完全。
So this completeness is really the completeness about love.
能够最后呢 看见说能够在爱的里面我们能够彼此相爱。
We can love in the love from him.
主很清楚告诉我们说他在祷告的里面很清楚指出，我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们的里面。
So Jesus said, I have made you known to them, and I will continue to make you known, in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them.
我们知道这个呀，祷告呢，乃是一个属灵的律。
So we know a prayer is really the spiritual
law of the spiritual. 属灵的定律它是不会改变的。
It will never change.
那么讲到这个祷告的殿、哦、属灵的殿神的家 它是受这个属灵的律来支配的。
So when we talk about the house of the prayers, it is driven by the Holy Spirit.
它的性质我刚才也讲过是属灵的是属天的
Its characteristics really are heaven
而且是永恒的是持续的
It's eternal
而且并且是胜过死亡的
And it will overcome the death
这个属灵的这些的资源哦，供应哦，不光能够应付我们属灵上的需要
All the holy spiritual resources would not only satisfy our spiritual needs
也的的确确能够应付我们体力的需要。
It also can fit our physical strength.
我们知道主耶稣在这个十七餐之后呢，这个大祭司在祷告完之后呢，我们知道主耶稣就要怎么样子，就要被卖，就要上十字架。
We know after Jesus prayed, like per John chapter 17, he would be hanged on a cross.
你看主耶稣就借着这个祷告。他的的确确从这个祷告的里面就从父之起一切的资源。
So Jesus truly got the resource and strength from Lord via his prayers here.
那么今天就着我们来讲也是这样。
We would do the same thing.
许多的时候我们感觉说哎呀我最近比较疲倦了我最近比较疲惫了。
Often we feel we have no enough energy.
好像说哎呀就不参加祷告会了。
I would just miss the prayer meeting.
但我过去的经历我不晓得弟兄姐妹有这样有没有过跟我这样一样的经历就是说我很疲倦很疲惫的时候呢我继续去参加祷告会。
My experience was often my body feels weak, but I would continue the prayers meetings.
但是你经过祷告，参加这个祷告会之后呢，祷跟弟兄姐妹在一起祷告之后，当过来之后，反而怎么样子？反而就变成好像从疲惫中就怎么样子就苏醒起来了，就变成新鲜了。
The amazing part is after the prayer meetings, you would find you are fully recharged.
啊，的的确确，我是有这样经历的。
I had this true experience.
是非常真实的。
It was a real experience.
呀、yeah, ，在疲倦疲惫中祷这个去祷告。
I went to the prayer meeting when my body was very weak and tired.
那么在新鲜复苏中起来。
And I was recharged.
所以呢，我鼓励弟兄姐妹不要因为说哎呀我疲倦了，哎呀就不祷告了。你如果不祷告，反而可能更疲倦。
My encouragement is when we feel tired, it is time to pray.
因为这个是一个属灵的定律，是不会变的。
That's the law in the Holy Spirit.
呀、yeah, ，它有那种持续永恒的那个性质，来不断的来见证生命胜过死亡。
It has the power to supply us continuously.
我再说一遍，如果我们不遵守这个律。
So again, if we do not go by this law,
我们不祷告，不每天祷告，
and we cease our prayers,
那么我们的见证必要失败，
and our testimony would be in vain,
我们也不可能在得胜中活着，
and we would not have the victory.
这个属灵的定律哦，乃是这个属灵的律哦，也给我们看见这个乃是基督，乃圣灵将基督不断供应我们的方法。
From this law, we can also see this is the Holy Spirit continue to supply Jesus.
借着这个祷告时，基督，你看见说，不断的基督成为我们的生命。
Yeah, via the prayers that Jesus will continue to support us by being our life.
会使我们怎么样？使我们元气得着恢复。
And we will be strengthened.
主耶稣说到，这个殿是我父万民祷告的殿。
And Jesus said, this temple is for my father's people to pray.
我在预备这个经节的预备这个信息的时候，我又想一个问题，主耶稣为什么不说这个殿是一个读经的殿？
When I was preparing the message, I was asking myself why Jesus did not say this temple is to read the scriptures.
或者主耶稣可以说这个是万民敬拜的殿。
Or Jesus can say this temple is for a people to come and worship.
但是明显我们刚才从以赛亚书那里读到很清楚，这里的殿它特别着重在祷告。
But from the book Isaiah, it was focusing that the temple was supposed to be focusing on praying.
当然神的殿是敬拜的殿。
Of course, the temple is also to worship.
是我们敬拜的中心。
It is the center and what we would need to worship.
是神同在的地方。
The place where we have the presence from the above.
但愿主真是兴起更多祷告的器皿。
May Lord will revive all the prayers.
在神的家中，我们同心合意的为着神的家，为着神家的需要，我们献上我们的祷告。
So we can become one and pray for the house.
在我星期三祷告会的时候，托尼弟兄选了那个读经的时候，选了那个尼希米记的第一章。
Wednesday prayer meeting, Brother Tony mentioned a Nehemiah, a verse from Nehemiah.
那第一章那里就是尼希米的祷告。
And it mentioned the Nehemiah's prayers.
你看他在那个波斯帝国的里面，他在波斯帝国是被掳的。
So in the Persian Empire.
对。那个时候，那我星期三在听弟兄在念这一段话的时候，我里面非常的受感动。
I was touched when brother was reading this verse.
你看他虽然人在那个被掳的地方，但是他跟天是连接在一起的。
So even in that place, he was still linked with the heaven.
那他一开口的时候就说祷告天上的神。
So when he opened up his mouth, he prayed to the above.
他说天耶和华我们天上的神啊，大而可畏的神。
Yehovah, my Lord, from the above.
Yeah. 然后呢？你看第二章的时候
，In the second chapter,
那个波斯王就问那个尼希米你要什么
？So the empire asked him, "What do you want?"
尼希米怎么那里告诉我们？尼希米就默祷天上的神。
He prayed silently.
对，默祷天上的神。
对。 He prayed silently
to the
God,
in
heaven.
对，你就看见说这一个器皿哦，你看这个器皿，它是一直跟天是连接的。
And we can see from this utensil, he was always linked to the above.
倘若神兴起更多这样的器皿，你说神的见证不会被恢复吗？
So if Lord could revive more of this,
耶路撒冷的城墙，那个城墙被毁坏。
Yeah, the wall from the Jerusalem it was destroyed.
城门被火焚烧。
The entrance of the city was burned down.
整个的见证都失落了。
The whole testament went down.
但是感谢主兴起祷告的器皿来。
But praise the Lord, He revived all the prayers.
回到耶路撒冷。
We came back to Jerusalem.
为着神的见证。他们在那里付上代价。
They pray, they put the cost to recover the testament from the above.
属灵的目的最后都跟那个见证发生关系的。
The purpose of the spirit always links to
the
testimony.
跟见证发生关系，你看第四段了，第四纲要那里 A、B、C 全部都跟见证发生关系的。
So they are all linked to the testimonies.
那个合一的见证。
Becoming one,
那个完全
the perfectness,
那个相爱
and the presence of love.
好，我想我的信息就呀停留在这里。我们低头一点祷告。
I'm going to end my message today. Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
你实在爱我们。
You love us.
主啊，你把你自己的生命赐给我们。
You give us your life.
主啊，这一个生命乃是一个，真是是一个祷告的生命。
The life is about prayers.
主啊，今日我们一般有你生命，有这个祷告的生命的弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，我们就看见这一个祷告的殿。
Lord, when the brothers and sisters with the life of prayers, we see the house of the prayers.
主啊，我们知道一切的资源都在你这里。
Lord, we know all the resources are from you.
主啊，我们不需要从外面去买东西去买。
We do not need to go and buy.
主啊，因为你就是我们的一切。
Because you give us everything we need.
但愿主你使我们能够在祷告上，让我们能够更多的付上代价。
Lord, please strengthen us so we can pray better.
主啊，让我们看见你会，你是那个资源会供应我们。
So we can see better, you supply us.
主啊，你也成为我们的享受。
Oh, you let us become our joy, Lord.
能够达到那一个你所要达到的那一个见证的目的。
So we can feel the purpose.
使你的名能够得着荣耀。
Glorify your name.
主啊，这一切你已经都成全了。
Lord, you fulfill everything.
你已经告诉我们，你在地上已经荣耀的父。
You told us you glorify Father.
父所托付你的事，你已经成全。
You've done the mission, God, Father.
但愿主你使我们能够同你一同来享荣耀。
Oh Lord, let us enjoy the glory with you as well.
感谢你，你要建造这个荣耀的教会。
Thank you, Lord. You're going to build this church.
主，我们等候你的再来。
We wait for you to come back.
听我们的祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。